I hate breakups. You're either the bad guy or the victim, but sometimes you're both. As you go through the roller coaster of unsteady emotions, wreaking havoc in the path of anything that you touch or do. So there I was, list of exes piling up, and breakup after breakup, it's the same cycle. 'Cause I'm trying to replace memories of him with memories of him. And he's trying to replace memories of her with memories of me. But see, the problem is we still had our issues. And eventually, hurt people hurt people. And life is funny. Passion doesn't always last, and butterflies fly away. And love isn't always enough. And in the end, we start casting the villain and the victim over who hurt who. But let me get back to the beginning. It always starts with a simple text. You know that text. It goes something like, hey, with a smiley face. Till it turns into something more intense, and trying to take it slow, but pretty soon emotions and feelings explode, and we made plans as if we owned forever and an eternity. Too naive and in love to heed to the plea of caution. Too high off of each other's auras, and I put you on a pedestal so high up and hope that you wouldn't fall. For you were to be my knight in shiny armor, the guy who'd save me from my loneliness, and perfect in every way. And I was supposed to be that doting damsel in distress who made you feel like the man. But eventually, that castle crumbled, and the fairy tale that was our kingdom turned into a lonely, deserted place, haunted by a dark feeling I have yet to find a name for. And it's been a couple years now, and they say it's long enough for your name to become a distant memory. Well, it's hazier now, but on some days and most nights, I still remember. I get curious over who you've become now, and I wonder if, just like me, you're taunted by the memories. Fighting between closure and all the familiar nostalgia, the nights that we talk the moon to sleep and wake the sun up with the hopes and color for dreams. And now, I'm marked by the insignia of your presence, but I still have to face the truth that maybe, probably, we were just not meant to be. So next time, let God, instead of the emotions, lead.